magnolia trees at night spark.
I can smell them.
Fields of cotton love, wintry white.
Merry Christmas,
Christmas time,
all our Arizona listeners. Let's get to the lines. We've got Roger, who actually has a response to Lauren, who called in just a minute ago about adding a community laundry facility to a triplex he owned. Roger, have you had to deal with something like that before? You got
some good
advice?
Not exactly, but what I would do is put a coin-operated laundry in, a washer-dryer in, and then you can compensate the one who's paying for the gas and electric or whatever and recoup your costs for the washer and dryer.
There you go, Roger. That's why we reach out to our listeners on a regular basis. We appreciate the wisdom, and thank you. I imagine Lauren just found a good way to recoup his investment. Thanks for the call, my friend.
You're welcome.
All right, let's get to Glenn, who's been patiently waiting on hold, and see how we can help him out. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, Rosie.
What you working on this Christmas Eve, my friend?
Well, several weeks ago, you talked about ductwork being cleaned, and some of the people that do it do not get all the mildew out of the ductwork.
Right.
Can you recommend someone here in Tucson that you would be able to give me a name?
Yeah, there'll be two down there, temperature control or intelligent design. We will take you offline and have Carol, our daughter, pick you back up and get you both those phone numbers. But those are both Rosie certified air conditioning contractors in Pima County, and they both do the certified duct cleaning. And the question was, the comment was, these people that send you Groupons or discounts or penny saver coupons to clean your ductwork come in with vacuums, take the registers off, and just vacuum the ductwork and consider the job done. They always try and then book you for your next duct cleaning, and they like to do it every 6 to 12 months, and it's about $350 every time they come. And it's my position that you're really not doing your house or yourself any good there. When you do get the ducts clean, you want it with a high-pressure air evacuation vacuum. The vacuum is about as big as a pickup truck. It needs to be a big piece of equipment. And then you also need to get in and tear your air conditioning apart, the inside the air handling cabinet where the coils are and the condensate pans are, and get rid of all the dust and the mold and the mildew in there as well. Then when you turn the unit back on, you use a good filter, you replace it often, and that's probably going to cost you about twice as much, maybe $500 to $700. But instead of doing it every 6 months, you don't have to do it but about every 7 to 10 years. So that's my position on duct cleaning, just to clear the air on that.
It's a good one. It's one I have to explain often.
Yes. So we wanted to, we're not going to have time this segment, but some of the things we wanted to talk about in this hour, we'll get to a little bit later, is recently a polling group came out with a grade for Arizona that wasn't very flattering.
It's very disappointing, and I think it's also very untrue.
They didn't use accurate criteria is what you're saying.
I think they missed it on several points, so we'll cover that. They said Arizona's number 50 as far as giving and contributions, and I don't know anybody who doesn't give in our great state. Give something, whether it's time or money, so I would like to refute that.
And the other thing we want to do is share with you a couple of the charities that we're involved with and organizations. They're not charities, they're organizations that are impacting the community in just huge, almost immeasurable ways. I'm talking to the tune of tens and hundreds of millions of dollars being plowed back into your neighbors and your people and
one
your folks
family,
and
one
your
person at a time. You know, people that would be cast off, they're helped and redeemed. It's amazing work. Looking forward to kind of covering that.
It's a hand up, not a hand out, is what they say. But that's Habitat for Humanity. The other thing they say is you don't need a hammer to help. So we'll have folks from Habitat in the studio here just in a little bit later in the show talking about all the things you can do to help. And then, of course, the great folks at St. Vincent de Paul and all the things they do. Clothe, feed, heal.
In so many different ways. And we also have some personal stories to share that would just warm your heart.
So all of that and more when we get back. We're also taking calls, as you heard the last few segments. If you've got a project you'd like to try and tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin this holiday season, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. We've got our daughter, Kel Grace, in for the holidays, home from her freshman first semester at college, and she'll be taking your calls. She'll find get your name, get your number, what you're calling about, and where in the great state of Arizona you're calling from, and we'll put our 45 years of home and building remodeling experience all across this great state to work for you and see if we can't get you an answer that's appropriate for your particular neighborhood, your particular corner of this great state.
Call Rosie now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.